Yeah, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. For the next segment, we're going to talk with Gina Scroggs. She's the executive director for Downtown Manhattan Incorporated. Thank you so much for being here, Gina.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on because I know a lot of the businesses that you represent here in the community have really struggled over the last, well, I guess it's been about 2 months now. And finally, we're starting to see a little bit of reopening going on here. How are things in downtown Manhattan?
Things are going slowly in downtown Manhattan. I think collectively we are a very cautious group of businesses. And but to say that is also to say that things are going really well. Each business has really decided how they can best keep the public safe and also their employees safe. And so they've really gone out about the reopening much slower and more thoughtfully than I think we all sort of had envisioned. It's not that I thought we were all going to, you know, race to the green light, but the fact that it's just been this very conscientious effort to assess how do customers move around in my space? How do I move things around in my space so that my customers are, you know, always 6 feet apart from each other? And just really taking into account the business requirements that are attached to the order and what that means for each business.
And, you know, some of the businesses, they're different size there. Is there any that have, like, limitations on the amount of people who can be in there at a time?
Certainly. I mean, we've got some very small spaces, and some of those businesses have opted to remain creative, and some of them are doing one in, one out. Some are doing by appointment only. You can, when you approach the door, there's a signage that instructs you on, you know, call this number we'll come right to the door and let you in, so long as there's not another customer in there or there's not too many customers inside. They're very conscientious about that. So each business has kind of gone about this in a different way. Several are open, but they maybe are doing something special for high-risk shoppers, so they've allotted time in the morning or time in the evening to be able to have just the time for those folks to be able to shop in a safe environment.
Very good. Well, you know, I think a lot of people would probably be appreciative that they're taking such a cautious approach here because I think the idea here is to stay open and remain open, and so we don't have to shut down again.
Yes, I think we are really approaching it that way. You've said it perfectly. We don't want to do this again, so we want to do it right the first time. There's also this sort of really delicate balance between how a business is currently operating and how they will operate even tomorrow or next week based on consumer confidence. And it is this, it is a dance. And it's, we're trying to adjust all the time to meet the needs of the patrons and how they are feeling about the reopening of the economy. I think just as hesitant and cautious as we are, as businesses, the public is sort of reacting the same way. We've gotten a lot of feedback that says, hey, you know, we appreciate that you are doing X, Y, and Z to keep us safe. Can't wait until there's a time down the road, whether that's tomorrow, next week, next month, when we can all gather together and be in this, be in a more confident place with each other. So it's a date. We're really taking it day by day. There's been many, many adjustments every single day by businesses, really just trying to take a pulse of the community and how they're feeling and how business owners are feeling. And they've certainly been talking with each other and talking to people in their own industries and just kind of trying to figure out, how do you go about doing this? We don't have a lot of experience with this. So it's been a really interesting lesson. And I am personally very, very proud of how we've gone about this as a neighborhood.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I've got a good friend of mine who's engaged, and they live in the Kansas City area, and they were talking to us last night and saying, you know, they can't go get their engagement ring right now because jewelry stores are closed. And I hadn't thought about that before, but there's certain businesses you can and can't go to right now, and that's basically based on the staging of the reopening process. But if they do have a limited operations at, let's say, a jewelry store or something else, would you guys have that on online for people to know about? It looks like you're advocating for some of them on your Facebook page.
Oh yeah, we since about 24 hours into the original stay-at-home order, my staff and I tried to react very quickly about how to inform the public. You know, initially it was this essentials, non-essentials, and so we were reacting to that. And then as the week, that first week went by, some of our businesses could pivot to another form of business operation. And usually that meant it was a restaurant, because they could just pretty easily shift over into curbside, carry out, delivery. But some of our businesses also got in on that, where they would, they had online sales, or they quickly created online sales, or they did Facebook shopping by FaceTime. And you could call in and they would package up whatever you wanted and they would ship it to you or deliver it to you. So that worked really well for us. But we had to keep up minute by minute on our front homepage, where you can go to this day and get current updates as to how each business is operating. Here in Manhattan, you can make an appointment with our jewelry stores, and they will figure out how to best serve you. And we have a G. Thomas Jewelers, for example. Just thinking of your friends, I feel really bad. You can call her and schedule an appointment, and while she would prefer it just be one, she will allow a couple in there, and you can pick up your ring or choose your ring or turn in your ring for repair. She also is doing business by curbside, and they're really all have a different model of how they're going about it, but you can find that up-to-date information on the front page of our website at downtownmhk.com. We try to keep it daily updated.
I see. Yeah, it's just stuff you don't think about every day, and I know this has really caused a lot of businesses to be creative in how they continue to deliver their service to the public. Have you had any businesses approach you and say, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to come through this. Maybe the shutdown was just a little too hard on them.
You know, initially, there were some very, very tough moments. There were very, very hard conversations, lots and lots of tears, lots of fear and anxiety and worry. I think as time went on and we were, you know, really sort of literally all in it together, it wasn't singling out any one particular business or person. I think the time that we had to kind of regroup, so much information was coming at us, whether that was a loan or a new order or how an order was newly defined. I mean, it was just so rapid fire that no one came out and said, I'm not going to make it, simply because it was just too, there was too much going on. I think now that some of the federal aid has been dispersed and we've had some relief funds coming out into the community, I feel like we're going to be okay for the most part. Does that mean, you know, down the road? This is a long picture of how we're going to go. And it's not just because our economy reopened doesn't mean, you know, those that are still standing are still standing. We're going to have to literally look at this sometimes day by day, but most definitely every few weeks, every month, it's going to be a new evaluation. If we go through this shutdown again, I think that's really when we're going to see some maybe disconcerting. That's going to be really tough if that happens again.
Yeah, not No doubt. And you know, this for a lot of these business owners, this is their livelihood. This is their blood, sweat, and tears they put into their businesses. Yeah. And you know, the whole reason we say shop local is because it's so important to keep them going. It keeps our economy going. And you know, we will continue to promote shopping locally here in the Manhattan area. You're serving on the recovery task force here locally. How has that gone so far? Do you think that's going to be effective?
I think it's been really good for our community to come together and have these weekly. I look at it sort of as a brainstorming roundtable type environment. Of course, it's by Zoom, so it's a little bit different. But I think it has been really helpful to hear what other perspectives are. I know for myself, my vision is very narrow. I rarely do I look at sort of a big picture or a bigger picture. I'm thinking all the time about small business, and specifically small business in downtown. And so it's really good for me to hear Linda Cook at K-State giving her perspective, and even Dennis in Aggieville and getting his perspective, because they're very different districts. So it's been great to have all of these people come together and sort of talk these things through and hear what other people are doing and make suggestions to the EOC that makes sense for the reopening process. I'm very grateful that they're asking for our input. We're strictly an advisory type of group, but it makes me feel like they're taking into consideration really all sectors of our economy. And I think that's really important, because we're all woven together, certainly locally, but also at the state level, and then nationally, and then globally. And I think that you can't recover unless you are looking at all of the pieces.
Yeah, well, we're going to all continue to root for everybody to be successful down there, Gina. And
thank you.
And we sure hope that you guys can get things turned around quickly, and but also do so in a safe manner. Gina, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it. Gina Scroggs again, Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on K-Man.